If there's one thing that we all know about me, it's that I'm constantly fixating on my health.
We know, baby. We know.
It's like I'm always trying a new thing. I'm trying a new diet, a new workout, a new gadget. Just trying to find out what really works and what's fact versus fiction.
Yeah, and I'm constantly researching, usually for Taryn to look up some new illness or ailment and try to calm her down. But also, since being in my 30s, I'm really focused on getting my health in tip-top shape, realizing how I eat and how I move is going to affect me, not just right now, but 10, 20 years down the road. And with us wanting to have a baby this year, health is just more important than ever to us. So all of this research has finally led to something good. Let us introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter health choices every week.
And you don't have to take our word for it. Avid podcast fan Stephanie left an Apple review that says, "The Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast is a life-changing, science-based, myth-busting podcast that's a must-listen for anyone who eats food and wants to understand how it affects their body."
If you're ready to join millions of others like Stephanie transforming their health, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to Staying Up with Cami and Taryn. I'm Cami.
And I'm Taryn. And every night we get to have a sleepover, but every week we invite you to join us. Thanks for staying up.
Thanks for staying up.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby. How are you?
You know what, y'all? I'm going to break the ice early.
Oof.
We woke up and had a little morning time together. And so my day is fucking high right now. I feel so much happier when we do that.
Yeah. It's like the right way to start a day. Like, don't you feel this? Like, going to sound gross, but it's like Breakfast of Champions vibe. I know. It sounds gross.
No, it's not gross.
But I mean, like, coffee gives you a little pick-me-up. But, like, a little morning sesh is the best pick-me-up.
It's just like, it's been a minute since we've morninged.
Yeah.
And I feel like
morninged.
I just, something about it makes me feel so much closer to you throughout the day. Yeah. Like, I'm like, we already did the thing. And
then,
like,
I'm just thinking about you all day.
Now I'm just thinking about you all day. And it feels like we're already close and like, yeah I don't know. I loved that.
I loved that too.
And I was a little nervous when I asked you if you were down. So I'm glad that you were.
Yeah, because, oh my God, I'm so sore. We went boxing. Yesterday was my birthday, and we went boxing because that's what I want to do for my birthday. But we have not been consistent. So when we box right now, it takes me out for days. So I, like, woke up and I was like, the dogs were in the bed, so they were taking up all the space, pushing on me, and I was like, my back is broken. So I was like.
And I was like, but could I?
And I was like, yeah.
Break it again?
One episode when we were talking about blowing her back out.
We're back to it, baby. Anyway, I just wanted to thank you for that.
Your mom, we were with your mom this weekend and she was like, I want to listen to the podcast. And you were like, you play it. Like, I don't send it to you. You were like, what do you mean? And then she was like, yeah, but you guys told me there's certain ones that I probably shouldn't listen to.
Yeah.
And now I'm so glad that she thinks that way, because if she listened to this episode right off the bat, I would be mortified.
Yeah.
So she's right. But I feel worried because you're like, no, just whenever. Listen.
She doesn't even know how to get there. She does not know how to find it.
Fabulous.
So we're fine.
Okay. I love that.
What a week we had.
What a week.
I'm exhausted already.
And what day is it? Tuesday? We've had like, I guess actually it was since last time we recorded, because we recorded early before Cabo.
We went to Mexico.
Yeah. So we went on our little anniversary trip, which was so good.
What was the highlight for you of that trip?
Oh my God, what was the highlight? God, I love that trip.
Well, she thinks we went because we were celebrating our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
We
told them. Yeah. The babies know.
I know.
They're staying up.
I know.
It was so great the whole time. Like, I don't, it's just the feeling. My highlight is like the feeling I have while I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm so relaxed. I'm so comfy, cozy. It's just so peaceful. So it's not like a specific moment, because we don't do anything crazy.
No, we just eat, drink,
we hang out, we lay out, we go to dinners.
We didn't play any games.
I know, that was crazy. Well, because we didn't really
I know, that was crazy.
We didn't spend a lot of time in the room.
Mm-hmm.
We did for a second. We played one round of golf.
Yeah,
when we were watching TV.
Yeah, we were also like wasted.
Yeah, for sure.
At that time. So for we were like, what are we like, doing? We can't. Like, why are we trying to play a game?
I can't remember my cards.
Yeah.
But it was so windy, so it was like hard to play games down by.
True.
By the pool. But yeah, I feel like so much has happened since we've been here. We did that trip. Then
wait, there's something on that trip. There were two things on that trip that happened that we didn't talk about that I thought were hilarious.
Sean coming.
That was funny. But our friend, we met up with our friend Sean.
He lives in La Paz, which is 2 hours away.
Yeah.
And Taryn checked her Find My Friends and he was so close. And she's like, do you want to come hang out with us for the day?
You're
but
coming.
What's so funny is we have a lot of people were confused about our anniversary date because we like posted about it on March 3rd. But we technically got our ceremony was on March 4th. But we signed our wedding license and all that on the 3rd. So we say it's a 3rd. But Sean spent the entire 4th with us. So he technically spent our whole anniversary day with us, which was...
It was so cute.
It's so us to want to do that.
It was so funny, too, because we met this gay couple. It was that classic, like, you clock the other gay people at the resort.
We all know.
And then you're like, how do we start the conversation?
How do we become best friends?
How do we become friends? Whatever. So these guys, like, swam by us one day and then the next day swam by us again and tried to talk.
That visual sounds funny.
Well, the first day they, like, made contact, but they were leaving. And then they were like, we'll see you guys tomorrow. And then the next day we saw them again. And then the real contact was made. They were sweet. But we really talked to them the day that Sean was there. And I was like, they must be so confused. Like,
well, we said, oh, yeah. But like, we explained. We were like, our friend lives nearby.
I know, but out of context.
But they had the context.
But them early being like, where did this boy come from?
But then you know what? I did see them post with some random girl. Like they were with like a group.
That's so what they told us.
Yeah, so it's not crazy that, oh, yeah, their friends were saying.
Their friends were saying, yeah. But we were there for our anniversary.
Yeah, and then they're like, why is this random boy?
This, like, male
stripper.
This
is our sugar daddy. Yeah. He pays for our anniversary trips.
But
he's
great. Something that happened on the way in that was so fucking funny. So, Peepees, when you land at Cabo, the resort that we stay at is, like, a 45-minute drive from the airport.
Yeah.
So you have, like, a car come get you. And it's like a nice suburban. And then you drive, obviously, the 30, 40 minutes. And then it gets to this, like, you kind of go into this, like, not neighborhood, but like.
No, it's like, I mean, it is. There's properties back there that I think people just buy. They're not all.
But it's like slow is what I'm trying to get at. Yeah. Like all of a sudden is like you're on a big, busy highway. And then you're on like a slow back road.
You get to like a dirt road. And
we had this little giggle fit because. The driver was going so slow over the bumps. Do you remember this?
I think they just wanted to be comfortable for you. And the bumps are like new. So they're, but I felt like we weren't going to get our back tires over.
We never talked about
it. We came in and we could kind of coast the front tires over. But then I was like, oh, we're not going to make it.
Same. It was,
and it's like this big ass car. And I'm like, we're for sure not making
it. Whatever speed you're imagining, that's two times faster than how fast we were going. I couldn't stop thinking that, like, we were his most precious cargo. Like, it was like we were the president to him.
I was like, we can bump over this. I'm so fine. We will not break.
It probably added, like, 10 minutes to the trip.
Oh, yeah.
That was, like, 8 bumps so we went over.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I just thought that was really funny.
It was very funny.
But I had a great trip with you.
Thank you. Yeah.
And it was your birthday.
And it was my birthday. I was texting my mom about my birthday. And she had this realization, which I thought was so cute. It was my 33rd birthday. And she realized that she had me when she was 33.
The best.
So she's like, oh, this is just so sweet. And 33 is my lucky number. So it was just like a special thing. But then it also had me thinking, my parents had kids later in life. Mm-hmm. And I have an older brother. I was my mom's second kid and she had me by now.
Oh.
So I was like, whoa.
I see.
That's crazy. And I never felt like late to the game or whatever. I mean, I really, really do want to get on freezing, getting the eggs out.
Yeah.
Like I mentioned on last week's episode. But that had me think, I don't feel weird about aging at all. And I think, especially 30s, I'm like, it's just not old. But I don't know when or if I'll ever feel that. I'm sure eventually I will, but like now I'm like 40 sounds cool, 50 sounds cool, like it all sounds fun and cool, and I know it's gonna go by in a blink of an eye.
I'm finally realizing what our parents feel like, because it is, mm-hmm. it's starting to come pretty quick. Totally. But it doesn't bother me. I've never really thought about it. But then when I thought, wow, my mom was like not an older mom, but she had kids later. I never felt like I had older parents. But the fact that she was having her second kid.
That was later.
Yeah. I was like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
That's so funny.
I need to get pregnant today so I can pop out a kid at 33. And my mom and I are the same. We could do it right now.
We were looking at sperm donors before this. We're getting back on our search.
I didn't want to talk about it because I'm feeling bleak again.
We never felt positive, huh?
I never did. Well, I actually kind of started to because of talking to other people who mm-hmm. have used sperm donors and used the websites that we're looking at mm-hmm. or have not seen adult
Footfinder.com, in case you want to try it. Yeah,
that's the site. Imagine that's how you pick your sperm donor. They only show you feet pics.
Sexiest feet in town.
Who has what the least amount of bunions?
What foot would you look for? What would your ideal foot be if that's all you could go off of?
So at that point, you go for...
clean?
Of course, clean. Well, I mean, cleanliness doesn't affect how we would raise our kids. So
manicured.
Not necessarily, because that's a choice. That's like...
that's a choice I want them to have.
I have seen... yeah, but their sperm doesn't... you are getting hung up on the wrong things. We've established this. Like,
no, I'm not.
But you are, because...
I'm not going to take a big, stinky, uncut foot.
Uncut,
like their hair.
I mean,
and
I wouldn't sleep with that, but I don't have to sleep with that. I would go for size to hope that
half
of
our child is that.
But not half of the kid is that. I will make sure our kid has clean feet.
Okay, go ahead. What would you look for in a foot?
I would go for size, because hopefully that will correlate to height.
Okay, so you want a huge foot?
Not huge. Not like Shaq. I don't want to pop out a 7-foot baby.
Okay, bummer.
But like if it's really tiny, I'd be concerned.
Okay. So we're looking for foot size.
Yeah, we're looking for size. I don't want there to be like excessive hair, like very hairy toes.
Yeah, that would suck.
That would just throw me off. I'm like,
then you think the kid's gonna be super hairy.
Yeah, and that wouldn't look like our kid.
Yeah.
So going back to like what we look like,
because we're hairless cats.
Yeah, I don't know what else would factor.
10 toes, would that matter?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if that's hereditary, but...
I'd personally look for 11.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm looking, what?
What did we say the other day? I made a funny toe joke. And we were laughing about it.
I don't know.
It was like 10 toes.
Oh.
What was it?
I think it was like a reality show, and she said something about my 10 toes or whatever like that. And you're like, imagine she just said, and my 11 toes, and just no one said anything about it. Or like my 9 toes, like yeah, she's missing one and no one doesn't want to say why. I think the problem with our sperm donor hunt, mm-hmm. besides the fact that a lot of sperm donors are just spooky dooky, is that you aren't thinking
you
about
things.
You
can't say the problem with our sperm donor hunt
you
is
are our
you.
No,
period.
With our sperm donor hunt is that you're focusing on things that are not hereditary. Like, I don't care if he wears... an ugly shirt.
I don't either. That's not right. I'm not
style,
looking at his shirt
like,
and going, oh, his shirt. You do that too. So don't say.
Well, when we're just taught, we're just being critical and tearing these poor men apart. Yeah. Yes. But when I'm like, but I would still pick him. I'm like, you got to look past it.
Babe,
it can the hair be styled different?
That guy today.
Which one?
The one with the longer hair that I was like, not my vibe, but bones. Good bones.
Yeah. Occasionally you'll say that. But sometimes I'm like, you're not seeing the potential. Like, most of these people, like, they're not ugly. They just don't know what they're doing. I would like to work for a sperm bank and be like, hair, makeup, stylist, on set. Let's, like, get these boys to
make them look their best.
Yeah, let's, like, come on. Hone them in a little bit.
Yeah.
The one photo, they did that guy dirty. It was like he looked like he had a little suit on. It looked like he just got off work and he came to donate. And they said, quick, let me get a little headshot.
He looked like he was in the donation room for an hour wanking off beforehand.
A little sweaty. He was like... but then it was like a wide angle camera. His nose did not look like his nose anymore. His ears looked minuscule.
It literally... it what? Bad. Wait. What if under like that picture, he goes... I'm sorry, everyone. I've been recently experimenting with Photoshop.
Like all novice photographers.
That
That's a Kate Middleton. God.
Do you think Kate Middleton is
Dettleton? No, she's
not. Terrific.
I don't think so. Sorry, I had to say it.
What do you think's happening?
Dettleton is a cute little word, though.
Dettleton's cute. If it wasn't speaking about death, sure.
Dude, on my tombstone, if I die like in the next 20 years, will you put she's Dettleton?
Yeah. Poor little baby's Dettleton.
Just cozy and Dettleton. And then my death year. Okay.
2025. Stop it.
I don't think that Kate Middleton is
You're going to jinx the year 2025. You got to stop with this.
Why?
Like after our honeymoon.
Okay, don't say that. That's going to freak me out, actually.
Okay, I'm just saying stop.
Okay, let's everyone
You keep saying
to stop.
2025. Everyone needs to Not stop. Everyone, just you.
No, you'd have to stop adding.
When we were, I've said this online, so you guys have probably already heard this, but.
She said this on Tumblr.
I went to my Tumblr and blogged about it. We were getting off the plane after Cabo, and Taryn looked at me and said, well, 1 year down. And I thought she was going to be like in a million to go. 1 year down, one to go.
Now I'm freaking myself out.
Yeah, you got to stop.
No.
No, I'm good. I'm not doing anything.
When I say to you now that you're adding stuff to it has freaked me out, then I can't be open to you and say, I'm freaking out. And then you go, yeah, you can't do that.
No, but you don't get to put it on me.
You put it on me.
No, that's not how it works. That's not how it works.
Put it down on me.
I'm not responsible for your anxiety around this. You're the one who keeps making the comments. It's freaking me out. You're freaking me out. Bro, you're freaking me out.
Dude, we got so tipsy at Cam's little birthday party on Sunday that I kept dabbing her up. Everybody's like, dude, you love to dab. I'm like, I fucking love dabbing.
I know,
bro.
Especially when you get drunk, you dab me up more.
And then I was dabbing everybody up.
But then we were like joking about how we dab each other up and we just took it too far. I think people were less drunk than we were and they were like, we get it.
Yeah.
We like really took the joke. We kept being like, my brother.
That was.
Taryn got me an anniversary or my birthday card that says like best big brother ever.
It said, I love having you as my brother. And then on the inside, it was like, may God bless the road we've been given in our family. Something like that. It's pretty funny.
It was really funny.
It's
not the only card she got. She got me like five cards.
I do believe that I was.
I do believe.
That I was pretty tipsy at your birthday.
I do believe that too.
But I didn't feel like there were some moments that I don't remember. I'll be honest really? With you. Yes. Like I don't really remember getting home.
Wow.
That intense. But I never felt sick, whatever.
Yeah.
But then.
Oh no.
When we went boxing with some friends yesterday morning and yeah. One of them was at your birthday. And she's like, this is such a good way to sweat out all those mezcal whatevers. And I was like. Oh my God, how did she know how many I had?
Because we were drunk at the bar.
I know, but do you think that everyone knew we were drunk?
Well, she's sober.
Yeah.
So that adds another level.
But do you think I was like clearly drunk? Be honest.
I don't know because I was drunk. I think everyone knew we were drunk. I'm not going to put this on you.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it on us.
I don't think you looked drunk until I got home and saw that picture of you on the doorstep.
With Frank? Maybe it was a bad picture. Maybe it was a bad picture.
No,
I was drunk by then.
You were drunk.
And then we ordered two dinners accidentally.
Guys. Okay, wait. So we came home and we ordered
Monty's vegan burgers. Already not going well for us.
We order Monty's weekly.
Weekly?
Weekly.
Dude. Weekly. You're a liar.
We order Monty's.
I mean, I love Monty's, but I know
it's not
that
like
I'm
our
drunk.
Taco Bell.
No, but I'm not doing Monty's sober frequently. I'm not eating like a big burger sober.
Okay, sober freaky.
What? I don't know. No, I'm not dabbing you up for that one. Get out of here.
Anyway, we ordered Monty's and then we ordered vegan donuts. This is the day before Cammie's birthday. It was like kind of her other birthday. It was a 2-day birthday situation.
Yeah, I was like, I want a birthday dessert.
We order
a birthday dessert.
A big box of vegan donuts. We go to get
so
them.
Excited. Oh God, guys.
And I open it up and it's like beef chow mein.
It was so opposite of vegan donut.
Pork.
Yeah, it was like pork or beef or I don't even know the difference between those things.
No, it was three types of different meat.
It was like steak, pork, beef, tenderloin.
But
disgusting.
A vegan talking about meat. You don't even know what you're saying. Beef, pork, meat, tender, beef.
I called everything chicken my whole life, no matter what it was.
It was three different like Thai dishes.
Feels
with
so
three
bad for
meats.
People who ordered that too.
And we ordered.
They just got donuts and they didn't get to have their dinner.
Yeah. So then we were like, that's so frustrating. All we wanted were these donuts and we were tipsy. And so instead of reordering donuts or going to sleep or just not just having
anything else,
we ordered vegan Italian food.
Well, we were like, why am I still kind of hungry? Which, fair enough, because
we didn't eat but
we had much. Brunch at noon and it was like not a very heavy brunch. And then we drank all day.
Yeah.
And at this point it was like
8.
Yeah, like 7, 7:30. Got dinner and then we were like, that wasn't enough dinner. So that was fair enough, but like, still we should have just gone to bed.
But like our dessert didn't come, so we ordered like
more dinner.
A sausage pizza. It was crazy.
I didn't even realize you got that pizza until the next day. I was sat there eating my pasta and I had had only like a few bites and I just felt pure disgust at myself that I was like so full and eating this food. I was like, what am I doing? I just put it away and like passed out on the couch.
The weather's finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to summer dresses and skirts. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul, without spending a fortune, of course. Luckily, I found Kints, and I've been loving the cotton cashmere rib sleeveless midi dress and the 100% washable silk skirt for a while now. I get endless compliments on it, and it's been really easy to dress up and dress down. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. And the best part of all is Kints items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. As well as this, Kints only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which you know I love and care about. Get warm weather ready with Kints. Go to kints.com/stayingup for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's QUINCE.com/stayingup to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Kints.com/stayingup.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Oscars were last night, which was also your birthday?
Sunday night.
Or Sunday night, sorry. Yeah. And did you see all the nipple pictures?
Nipple pictures?
Yeah, like multiple people had like their nip, multiple women had their nips out under their dresses.
I feel like that's just a trend right now of like this sheer outfits. Like,
Florence Pugh.
Florence Pugh. I feel like that's her signature at this point.
Okay. So then I was like, I was swiping like Dumois' Instagram and there were like five pictures and like three of them had nips out. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, nips are really out tonight.
Nips are trendy.
The nips are out. And so I went and looked at the comments and people were so mad. Everyone's like, women are just begging to be objectified.
I feel like they're trying to take away the shock of like, we see men's nipples all the time and that doesn't make us objectify them because we're used to it.
That's clearly what it's about.
So just show the fucking nipples. And like, Florence Pugh has like the cutest little nipples. I have nipple envy at her nipples.
No, her nipples are insane.
They're so little.
They're so cute.
I want them so. I'm like, I love how yours.
How do you get them? You can't get them, honey.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it. I'm like, can they just like cut a little sliver around my nipple?
Oh my God, you must hate my nipples.
No, I love you. No, but you have big boobs, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
To have a bigger nipple. You know, how I have say, no boob you know and all nipple.
Pepperoni nip. You know how people used to say that growing up? They'd be like pepperoni.
That's
nipples.
That's what I call mine.
Isn't that
sausages?
Smosages?
Yeah, sausage nipples.
Smosages isn't even sausage and nipple put together.
It's just a smosage. It's just a type of sausage. I don't know. It's just like
wouldn't
sausage, but more fun.
Snipple?
No, it's not a combo word. It's just smosages.
Anyway, that always used to hurt my feelings because I thought like
oh,
bigger nipples.
Like,
I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. No, I just call mine
but
out.
It just is what it is. If I had massive boobs and little Florence Pugh peenies, it'd be weird looking.
That would be so weird.
Oh, however,
I don't even know if that's possible.
I don't know. But what I was saying about the nipples, is that, do you feel comfy enough in your body that you would like nip out?
I just said how much I hate my nipples. Of course not. I can't even like go like this and show under boob and not see like my big areolas.
That's just not true, honey.
Oh my God.
You're making it act like you're
I will literally show you after this. I saw a TikTok. You know that trending song? You're
acting like I've never seen your body.
Well, but you're acting like you've never seen
it. Baby, you go like this and you're saying that your areolas are coming out the bottom?
Yes.
No, they're not.
Because they're long. No. And I was looking at them the other day.
They're long.
And they're there. And then they like bleed out. And I think what happened is I was on steroids when I was little. And I like got chunky on them. So when I was really little, there was like a little boob there.
Okay.
And then I got off steroids and grew into my body. And then I think they like went back to how they were supposed to be. So I feel like that like area got tricked. Oh, we'll inspect later.
Oh, all right.
But I saw TikTok. I guess you know I'll that have to. Beyonce trending sound where it's like, I want something big. I want something that says Beyonce.
No.
Someone did that to about their nipple. They're like, when God was creating my nipples.
That's funny.
And I was like, yes.
I love that.
That was so funny.
You have my little locket on that I got you for your birthday.
I love it. It's so freaky cutie.
Yeah.
No, this is for anniversary.
Anniversary.
Wait, would you do nips out? Of course you wouldn't.
I can't even do boobs out. Like,
yeah.
I'm so self-conscious about my boobs sometimes that...
I say it all the time, but I'll say it again. That's so crazy.
But I just haven't found the comfiest way to have them out.
That's fair.
But when I do, like people being like, Sydney Sweeney is so booby. I'm like, I feel like my boobs are twice the size of Sydney Sweeney's.
Oh, for sure.
But is like her being so.
So what?
Like, oh my God, she's so crazy. She's like has her boobs out, blah, 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 blah,
blah. It's like she's just wearing a normal top, but she's got big boobs. What do you want her to do with them? Like Billie Eilish has a big chest, but normally wears baggy stuff.
So you
and then people like criticize her baggy clothes. But then anytime she's done, even like a normal tank top, people are like, oh my God.
I know. So I'm
she's flaunting her boobs. It's like she just has titties.
So if I were to do that?
If you wore my wardrobe, like think about how many low-cut things I wear.
Even your shirt on me.
Yeah, your boobies would never fit there. But imagine my white vest that I wore to the tennis tournament.
Yeah.
That I was like, oh, shoot, I should have taped this down because I felt a little insecure. People would be like, inappropriate, which is so 100%. Crazy just because you have boobs.
Literally, your clothes are the size of doll clothes compared to my clothes.
That my tops, maybe, because I have no boobs. I keep like grabbing my chest while we're talking about this. Did you see the debate about flushing tampons?
We're so on the wrong side of history.
The wrong side of history.
With this. You and I.
I know. Baby. Oh my God. Okay. For anyone who didn't see, there's like videos going around. I don't know what it was from, podcast or something, talking about how you shouldn't flush tampons, and people are all in the comments like, nobody flushes a tampon anymore. Like, we all know that that would ruin your plumbing. You never flush tampons. I could probably count on one hand the times I haven't flushed a tampon.
Same.
And it's if I'm at someone else's home that I'm questioning their plumbing, or I'm at like a restaurant and it says like nothing can go down because I'm scared that it will immediately flood and I will have a bloody tampon floating in there. That's the only time I'm not doing it.
Big same. I flush every tampon.
I barely even touch it. I fling that thing right out.
Same.
Like, I'm not taking it out and then like trying wrapping to wrap it.
Or like, are people putting it back into the wrapper of like the new wrapper?
No, you can't fit that. It's expanded already. There's no way that's fitting in there. You're not getting that in there.
That made me feel more confused at women than I felt at women in a really long time. I thought we were all flushing our tampons.
And I at least expected it to be like 50-50 where like half the people were saying, oh my God, always flush. Sometimes I flush. But most people are like, we all know you don't flush.
And they're kind of like mad.
My parents would kill me. Flush
people.
Yeah. And then other people are like, when I lived in an apartment and was renting, I always flushed because I didn't give a shit about the plumbing. And now that I own my house, I would never.
Should we stop?
I guess.
We should.
But like, is it that big of a deal? It probably. Also, is it bad for the environment?
That I don't know, but it is probably bad for us because there's two tampon. We're a two tampon household.
Yeah, and we're a heavy flow household.
We're a heavy flow. So we're just
on a heavy flow.
Oh my god, we never did pee-pee of the weekie, honey.
Oh my god, pee-pee of the weekie. Lay it on me, baby.
Pee-pee of the weekie is going to Kylie Smith, who left a review on Apple Podcasts. Kylie said, literally, LOL, 5 stars. Everyone around me, usually at the gym or wherever I am listening to the podcast, probably thinks I'm having a psychotic break because of the amount of laughing out loud that I do. I followed Cammy forever. I've cried with Cammy through her ups and downs, missed Cammy when she seemed to be MIA, and now I'm living to see / hear Cammy happy and thriving. Tara and I relate to you on an extreme level. I enjoy your humor and your outlook on everything. Y'all, please keep making me laugh. You are PP of the Weeky because, look,
that was so sweet.
That was so sweet.
And thank you for the review.
Thank you for the review. You guys, we're not very far off from a 1,000 reviews on.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, cute.
On Apple Podcasts. So if you want to just take a minute to leave us a little review. A
little review would be nice.
Go on and do it. Thank you for listening. I have a thought for you.
Beep, 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 beep.
My brain's going
bopping all around.
Crazy.
I had such an ADD moment. You read that and I thought of something that I like wanted to say about it.
Say it.
Or I don't know. I have no idea what it was. Something that maybe she said that triggered something in my head and then I just kind of lost it. She said that she laughs and people probably think she's a little silly.
Kookabungie.
But do you hear our laughs when you're laughing? Or do you hear your own laugh? Remember I have that with Sim?
Oh.
When you're talking?
Yes.
So I'm just wondering. She's listening to the podcast. We're laughing. She's laughing. Are we laughing in her head too?
Are we laughing?
Or am I just crazy? Okay, anyways, go ahead. Sorry, move on.
I was going to ask you.
What?
Do you ever feel like...
Probably.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Thanks for asking.
Anyway, go ahead.
So...
So someone asked me on Q's Day, do you like Twilight? And I had this like weird experience where I was like, I don't still like Twilight, but
I do.
If someone said, do you like Twilight?
It's hard to not give more context. Like, so, you hate like it?
But.
Yes. Yeah. If it's on, I'm probably going to watch it. One time it was on TV and I was actively excited. I was like, yes, let's go.
I am too. But it's not like the same way you like Harry Potter.
No.
You like Harry Potter
still. But we never said I have to like them in the same way. It's a very broad question. So generally, yeah, I do like it.
I just had a weird feeling with myself where I was like, I don't still like Twilight, but I used to really like Twilight.
Yeah, I don't like it the way I used to, but I think I'm still fond of it.
And then I thought, if I say no,
then that doesn't make any sense either. You're a liar.
And I'm also hurting younger me. Younger me in my head is like, we love Twilight, Taryn.
Oh, imagine she was watching.
I know.
Get asked that. And she's like, you don't like it?
And I'm like, what no, happened? You do. And I love that you do. Aww. I don't now.
It's so weird how we are like totally different people.
What?
Like from our child. Like, I know that was you, little you, but you're just not that person. It's like how much of us is who we were and how much of us is just like you can't even correlate it as the same person.
Are you saying we as in people or you and me right now?
No, you.
Okay.
Or me. Like to our younger selves. Not you and me.
Okay.
Not you to me are different. But you to younger you, like it's crazy how different we are from our younger selves.
I know. And like, but that is still me. And so I had this.
But why? What of it is still you?
Don't know.
Because we know that our skin cells change every 7 years. Mm-hmm. Like our body is new, different cells.
Yeah.
What of it is still you? And then it's like, then it gets into, then do you believe soul, in a baby. Soul?
Yeah.
Do you believe in a soul?
Yeah. So,
yeah.
I think so.
I think so too. Kind of freaking me out.
Well, I just think it was so weird to be asked such a simple question, but I was like, wow, I think I maybe do still like Twilight because, or I think my answer to the do you like Twilight question should actually be yes, because my younger me liked it and I like my younger me.
We like the service it provided when it did.
Yeah, so I'm kind of like,
doesn't mean that I actively... I mean, you could say like, a sport you played growing up that you don't play anymore, that you don't watch, that you don't like interact with any longer.
Yeah.
But you still like it.
Like, of course I don't still like that. I know what I'm saying sounds crazy. Of course I don't still like it. And we can all grow out of things that we used to like and grow into new things and whatever. Like, you didn't like olives as a kid, but you like olives now.
Yeah.
It's like, that's normal. But I just had this little moment where I thought, like, time is so linear. So I do still like it because that was yesterday. And it also feels like tomorrow, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Sounds
it's a crazy, really but... odd feeling. I think they were kind of, in a way, talking about how much of us are still the same in that you were playing that Time podcast that one day.
Yeah.
What's it called?
I think it's called How to Keep Time.
Yeah. And there was just so much in that episode that I was like, whoa, oh my God, I never thought about that. And one of the points they made in it was that...
Yeah, How to Keep Time by The Atlantic. Time.
It's really wild that we have this fear of not having something or someone in our future,
mm-hmm.
but we don't think about them, how they weren't present in the past. Like, we don't have this longing or wishing that they were there in the past. I mean, occasionally I can be like, oh, I went on this trip and I wish we were together and we got to do it together. But, like, I think the one host was saying he has two kids and... now it's like, oh my God, I never want my kids to not be there in my mm-hmm. future, but I don't have a weird, like, it's okay that they weren't there in the past.
Right.
And it's weird with time. And obviously, of course, you didn't know they existed. So how could you miss something that wasn't there? But it just really made me question, like, our fears of the future. Mm-hmm. It's like, what is the difference? We lived all of these years with or without something. So it's like, okay that it won't be there at some point too.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's such a bizarre feeling that we put so much emphasis on the future.
I heard, I don't know if it was in this podcast, but I heard this thing that was like, you will have a longer life if you spend all of it in the present.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your life will actually be longer.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that was so cool to think about.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Does thinking about that stuff make you... more anxious or more calm? I feel like sometimes when people talk about the universe or like how the world starts, something that we don't 100% know the answers to all the time, or that there's like limited knowledge to it, or like the deep sea, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it really freaks people out that they can't even think about it. It overwhelms them. And then other people, I think, kind of find peace in the unknown. Where do you think, what camp do you fall in on that?
I think probably overall, those questions scare me more than they do make me feel calm.
Mm.
But it's not that, like, there's no rhyme or reason as to what will and what won't.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't know what's going to trigger the anxiety.
Yeah, like, the ocean, that doesn't freak me out. Mm. The fact that, like, it's so unknown and we don't know what's going on in there or whatever. I'm like, that's just the ocean. But then, like, space, I'm like, that does freak me out.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I almost feel opposite with it. I feel like most of that stuff makes me feel more calm than anything.
Mm-hmm.
It feels peaceful to not know. And it makes me feel like things matter less. And like, I don't know, it just feels cooler. I'm like, we put so much emphasis on humans and like, we are just literally a blip in all of this.
Yeah.
But the ocean freaks me out more because it's so close. It's like the things that we don't understand about our own bodies and our brains. That freaks me out because I'm like, it's right here.
Don't go there now.
Sorry. But the ocean, we'll stick to the ocean. I'm like, it's most of the planet is ocean. Like 70% or I don't know the exact percent. But it's a lot of ocean. And the fact that we don't understand most of it, that is kooky to me.
I think people understand the ocean. It's vast.
Like, no, but there's like, we don't know. There's so much. There's so many species down there. We're always finding new things. Like there's so much we don't know about the ocean. We don't understand the bottom of it. Like, there's so many areas we've never explored. And that's wild to me, like, that it's like, that's our planet.
Discovering new of a finite thing makes sense. It's not scary to me. Like, that's, the ocean is only as big as it is.
That's why it's crazy to me for us to not know everything about
it. I agree that it's crazy.
That's why it's like, whoa,
I just don't think
wild.
I'm just not scared about it.
Yeah, I get that.
The sky.
Yeah, it's like the universe. It's so vast. It goes on and on and on. We don't know. Does it?
And they literally say it's literally expanding. Infinite.
Yeah, yeah.
Rapidly, constantly. And like, that mental image of it, like, literally getting bigger and bigger mm-hmm. as we're sitting here and mm-hmm. taking up more space is so scary to me.
Yeah.
It's not scary, but it's definitely not peaceful.
Yeah, I get that.
I'm not like calm by it. I was thinking the other day, it's a totally different subject, but you know how when you're on the stand, people are on the stand, like in a law suit, what is it called? Trial.
Yeah.
When people are in trial and they say, you swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth, whatever.
So help me God, yeah.
And then they say yes. Why do we do that?
Because then you're held by law. So if you lie, you can go to jail for lying. It's like a saying.
But you already are going to go to jail for being in trouble.
No, it's normally a witness. You get sworn in anytime. Like you could just be, you're not on trial. You're not yeah. always the person, the defendant.
But okay, but that makes sense. Mm-hmm. If like you were covering for me and you were to lie, mm-hmm. you should be penalized. I agree. Mm-hmm. It's so dumb that the person that's being tried.
Yeah. I think it's more of like a tradition that we've kept up. Even like reading your Miranda rights. Like it's just to be like a reminder. So I bet at one point somebody was like, I didn't know I couldn't lie. Like, you know what I mean? It was stupid. So
but
it's like
lying. This is clear. Just lying.
But usually not. A lot of times you're not. You know what I mean?
If you're like, a murderer.
But it's not a murder. I'm saying it's typically a witness. They swear in anyone who's being asked questions.
I just think that the murderer, it's so dumb that that's even a step.
Why are they even being sworn in? It's like, obviously.
Their whole thing is that they're going to lie.
They're not going to be like, I can't do the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, I think that if I.
It doesn't prevent people from lying, but it just like. Puts more emphasis on it, I guess. But yeah, I guess it is kind of silly. It's like they're gonna lie or they're not gonna lie. Saying an oath over a Bible to God, especially if I'm not religious,
why
is
are
not
we still
changing.
Doing that?
Is it a Bible? It is a Bible, right?
I think it's or like a law book. That law 101.
That would make more sense to me.
But
it should like, be like, what do you care most about? And it's like your mother's ashes and you're like swearing over it.
Yeah, it's like, shouldn't you try to do something that like makes them actually want to tell the truth? Because if I just killed somebody, then they're like, okay, we're going to ask you a bunch of questions. Swear you're not going to lie. It's like, of course I'm going to lie.
Yeah.
That's
I don't
the
think
whole
it's for
thing I'm
going to
do.
Yeah.
I just think that's so stupid.
Yeah. I think it's typically probably very pointless.
Anyway.
But I think it's just like as a reminder to be like, we're not allowed to lie when you're under oath. So then it's like, I can now.
Yeah.
I can't. Penalize you just for lying, but I can penalize you for lying under oath.
But do people get penalized for lying under oath?
Yes.
That didn't do something wrong?
Yes.
Who?
Anyone on a trial, if they are found lying, that's illegal.
I know it's illegal, but who's
anyone on trial who's lied?
You've heard of that?
Yes. It's you're like perjuring yourself. It's a thing.
I know it's a thing, but I'm just
if
saying.
If they get caught lying, like, let's say it's a witness of a thing, and then they know the person, like, it's a car accident or whatever, and they try to lie for somebody. If they get found out that they're lying, they will go to jail.
Does the pool boy in Legally Blonde go to jail?
I don't remember the circumstances of that trial exactly.
In Legally Blonde,
She's sleeping with the pool boy, right?
No, she like makes the pool boy's gay, but they make it a part of it.
Oh yeah. That's the one. Don't tap your last season Prada shoes on me, honey.
Yes.
Yeah, he would be in trouble for that.
And he lied on the stand being like, "Oh yeah."
Then he absolutely would.
I don't remember him.
But it's also like
going to jail.
Oh yeah, they must have left that part out. But it's also if that you think you're like doing somebody a favor and it's not that big of a deal, I think that's why they do it. It's not for the main person. It's not for the murderer. The murderer is not being like, oh no.
What murder if oath. Let's use Legally Blonde. What if you're the fitness instructor?
Yeah.
What if she lied because she didn't want to tell people she was getting liposuction?
Okay, so she didn't lie. She just had an alibi that she didn't share. She didn't lie because
I know, but
that
I wonder
you can
if she
plead
lied
the fifth.
On the
you
stand.
Can, she didn't, I don't think.
Like, did she say where she was and it just was
no,
a lie?
no, she just kept saying, I can't say. They were like, ugh. Like, she didn't lie about anything. She just couldn't properly defend herself.
There's so much I don't understand about the legal system. Like,
I mean, it's very complicated. Do any of us get it?
But, like do defense lawyers know that their person killed someone?
I think sometimes, yes. Like, I think Brian Laundrie's lawyer knew, because your lawyer, as soon as you pay them, that's why a lot of times when you'll go to, like, retain counsel, you can give them a dollar. Because it's like, okay, now you're paid. You're not allowed to tell anyone. It's like patient-client confidentiality vibe.
Yeah, but if...
So even if they did murder someone, that lawyer doesn't need to tell.
Okay, but patient-client, whatever, even in therapy, like, if a kid...
is a danger to themselves or somebody else.
They have to tell the parents.
Yeah, I don't know. I think a lawyer...
If someone goes, yeah, I killed somebody, they don't have to go tell the parents, a.k.a. the law.
So I don't know everything, how that works, but yeah, I think they don't. But I do think...
That's so
specifically with the Brian Laundrie case is different, is because they had information on where Gabby Petito's body was, and they didn't share that. And I do believe they need to share that. I'm not sure. But yeah, a lawyer, like, will know... oftentimes, because they're like, tell me everything. I can't get you off if you don't tell me.
That's the thing. It's like,
because then they know, and they have to come up with... lawyers can lie, can they? Yeah, I think lawyers can lie.
I just don't get it. Do lawyers know?
I'm gonna say, do lawyers lie?
Do lawyers know when their client is guilty?
Yeah, I think generally. Or look up, like, do lawyers have to tell? No, they know.
A vigorous defense is necessary to protect the innocent and to ensure that judges and citizens, not the police, have the ultimate power. In truth, the defense lawyer almost never really knows whether the defendant is guilty or of a charged crime.
What? No, the whole thing is that you're supposed to tell your defense attorney everything.
Lawyers have ethical obligations to provide zealous representation, uphold the principle that every individual is entitled to a fair defense regardless of guilt or innocence.
Yeah.
So maybe it's that. It's like they just...
But I think, like, once a defense attorney takes on a case, then they can't share that. So, and, like, they don't want to lose.
I don't know. How can you be a defense attorney? Are they called murder attorneys?
Defense attorney. Yeah.
Isn't that just interesting?
Well, it would just be an impossible job, because if someone came to me and they're like, yep, I'll fucking murder them, I'd be like, you bad. I'm not helping you.
It says, if a lawyer discovers that their client is guilty, it doesn't necessarily change their role or responsibilities. Lawyers have ethical obligations to provide. Can a lawyer snitch on their client? Attorneys may not divulge their client's secrets, nor may they force them to.
But I would have an ethical obligation to tell that my client's a murderer.
That's what I'm saying. I just don't even understand how you could be a defense attorney if you're not like literally the shittiest person.
Yeah. But it's also, you're some of the best people, because you take on cases where people haven't done wrong and you're trying to save their life. But then it's like, what do you do when you get a case and they are fucking guilty? You just have to be a really good judge of character so you don't take those cases.
I don't know. Isn't it weird?
Really weird. Anyways, you want to share the pee-pee story of the week?
Wait, what if we were pee-pee, what if we were lawyers together and our whole thing was that we didn't take cases if you were guilty? And then that...
But our clients would lie to us. Clients lie to their lawyers all the time.
But if they didn't lie and they did tell us, then we don't take the case, and then everyone would know that they are guilty.
But then somebody who is guilty would never come to us to take the case unless they thought that they could deceive us.
We only take like two cases and we win them. And so everyone's like, oh my God, they're the best lawyers in the world. And then,
or they just go, oh my God, if it's their client, of course they're not guilty. We would have such a reputation of like, we only defend the innocent.
Yes.
And they'd be like, well, duh.
And so then there'll be news where it's like, oh, Shawn Mendes tried to hire Taryn and Cammy associates, but they didn't take him on as a client. And then everyone's like, he's guilty. We're the ones that
we're the gatekeepers.
Yeah, yeah. We expose by doing nothing just because our reputation's so good as lawyers.
Wow. But then if we turn someone down for other reasons and they weren't guilty, we're giving them like a sentence. Yeah, no, we're like, we didn't take them, but we still believe that they're not guilty.
Certain people we hold a press conference for and we say, look, Christina Aguilera.
I love that they're all random pop stars.
Christina Aguilera is, to our knowledge, not guilty, but
we just don't have time to take the case.
Is low paying.
She's too much of a diva. We're not taking
But
it.
She was on The Voice, and we find that lame. Case closed.
You find that lame?
I don't know. Okay, PP of the Weeky.
Not PP of the Weeky.
I mean, whatever. PP's story. My dad just texted me.
Distracted?
He's so cute. Get off your phone. Oh my God. Wait, no, that's so cute. You guys, he sent he sent me and Cammie and my mom a picture of us after our wedding. The day after our wedding, I still literally have my makeup on.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm pulling up now.
Day after my wedding, our wedding. And it says, great memories before they shut the place down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You want to tell that while I pull up the story?
Yeah. So if you guys remember from the November before our wedding, our original venue for the wedding was like, just kidding. You can't be here past 10. You can only have 25 guests, blah, blah, blah. So we had to find a whole new venue 3 months before our wedding. Somebody who found us and asked questions about our venue just told us that the same thing happened at the venue we got married at. They have this now very strict curfew that That's they can right. only have 20 people, and I'm assuming it was put on by the county, like what happened to us.
Yeah,
but I'm just like, how did we get so lucky that didn't end up happening to us twice?
I love that us getting lucky is like us having our venue canceled
one time.
Not one sometimes. Time, not twice.
Well, I mean, it all worked out for us, and it'll all work out for her too. Like, yeah. Wherever she ends up getting married, it's gonna be amazing.
I'm so curious what she'll do.
I know, we gotta keep up with her.
Hi y'all, I'm Kinzie, and I'm the host of House Guest Podcast. I am a Gen Z wannabe Martha Stewart meets Dolly Parton trying to live in a Nancy Meyers movie. We talk all about life, relationships, and navigating your 20s. I'd like to say I'm multifaceted. I'm either waking up at 4 a.m. in the sauna, tending to my garden, or closing out the bars until 2 a.m. You just never know what you're gonna get. It's either me at home in my house in Texas that I spend way too much time in, or in the studio with some pretty cool guest. You can follow us at The House Guest Pod and listen or watch all new episodes every Thursday wherever you get your podcast or on YouTube.
Hi.
Hey.
And hello. I'm Ryan Christina.
And I'm Paloma.
Along with our co-host Sierra Schulte, who was on maternity leave, we are 20 Whatever, a podcast about navigating your 20s with friends through different phases of life.
Join us every Wednesday morning, 6 a.m. PST, for comfy chats on the couch where we hope you leave feeling seen, heard, and held.
You can watch on YouTube or listen wherever you get podcasts.
Make sure to tune in on Wednesdays for all new 20 Whatever episodes. Thanks for listening.
Okay, PP Gossip, here we go. Hello, ladies. My suggested topic of discussion is no oral sex in a relationship, giving and receiving. Would it be a deal breaker? Oh. Mind you, everything else would be acceptable. Toy play, vaginal/anal penetration, anything, but no to oral sex. It will be interesting to hear your thoughts on the subject, as well as see how it plays out in the Discord, in the group chat.
Wow. That is a hot topic. I feel like that is going to be so dependent on the couple. Like, I don't think that can be like a clear deal breaker.
What about for you?
No, I don't think it would be a deal breaker. I think there's plenty of other things to do, and I don't get off from oral. So I'm like, honestly, I would miss giving more than receiving it. Mm-hmm. I think at the end of the day, mm-hmm. I would be bummed, but it would not be a deal breaker for me. But I would be like, can I change your mind about that? Can we talk about it? Can we like revisit this at all? Like, is it totally off the table? I don't want to push, but what are we thinking? I wouldn't love it.
Yeah.
But it would not be, for me, it would not be 100% deal breaker. If we're doing everything else. But I feel like it being off the table would just make me want it more.
I guess the thing for me is that I think oral is so intimate.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's a type of intimacy that I like, because I mm-hmm. feel like it is very, it's like so giving. Mm-hmm. And like, you know what I mean? It's like so like you're doing something.
Yes.
It's active, and it's a whole thing, and it's like, whatever. And I just think that it's like, I obviously love giving and receiving it, but it just feels really I don't know. It's like so.
You would feel like it closeness. Brings you
closer.
Yeah.
That I would be not mad to not, or not like mad or sad or whatever to not have it. I would be confused about what it meant for our intimacy, which.
Oh, like what? It's not about. It's not about getting to have the. It's not about
literally the sensation.
Yeah, it's like, wait, why?
Yes,
is that off the table? Because that is like, that does feel like the most intimate part. Why are you wanting to remove that? I get that. That's an interesting way to look at it.
It would be like, no, I'm not trying to connect these two, but it would be like no kissing, where it's like,
no, I, yeah,
like that's so intimate. Why don't you want to kiss me?
Yes. It's like, yeah,
but obviously it can't. I don't think it could say it's a total deal breaker because you don't know why people feel uncomfortable doing that or have those boundaries or whatever.
That would just be part of the discussion you'd want to have of like, whoa.
Yeah.
Why are you not wanting to do this specific intimate thing? Like, obviously you're happy to have sex. Like, you're not somebody who's not wanting that. Why is this the thing that's not for you?
Yeah. And then the same thing that you said of like not having it would make me want it.
Mm-hmm.
But more than anything, it would just be the like, oh, well, why don't you want this thing that I view as like so clearly intimate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then obviously that's just based on what I think. So it would just be one of those things. I don't know. Curious what the PP say.
Yeah. I really do think that at the end of the day, it's way more about the conversation that would be have had post than like, oh, no, if you're not down for that, we're not. This can't happen. I feel like that happens a lot in heterosexual relationships that a guy is unwilling to do it to a girl but wants to receive it. Like, I feel like I've heard that a lot, that men are like, I'm not doing that, and I'm like,
you should be so much lucky.
Cleaner than whatever you got going on, I can assure you of that. Yeah,
then like your winger that you never wipe. Isn't that crazy, babe?
That's crazy. I've never thought about that. When you said that, I was like, they're just tinkling and then just goes back in the pants.
They don't wipe, honey.
That's weird.
They don't use toilet paper unless they go poo-poo.
I get that to the sense of like, you're not, there's nothing to dry up, but I'd still be like.
Yeah, there is.
There is?
There's got to be pee-pee on it. Are we joking?
I don't know. I would just.
The same way that, I mean, when like you use a hose.
Honey. Yeah, but like there, it's a little more tucked up in there. That makes more sense. But I guess like if I use a hose outside and I turn it off. There's water on the top of the hose.
Yes.
We got to stop talking about peepees. Those are not the kind of peepees this podcast is about.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And then imagining like
Wipe your dinglings.
Wipe your dinger, dude. Wipe your freaking ding. That is so gross that you're wanting girls to put their mouth on it. Someone needs to say
they
this.
They must be like cleaning it up prior to that though, right?
They must be is such a stretch, honey. I guarantee
but
you.
But I just can't imagine the people giving wouldn't be like, go wash up, baby. Go shower off.
Think about the times that you're just in the moment and you just go have sex and you weren't even thinking about it beforehand.
Yeah, but I'd be like, you're not getting that unless you
clean up. You don't do that with us.
But I wipe constantly and I'm constantly. But and I'm like 99% of the time, except for the morning because we were in bed, wash my hands first at least.
Yeah.
So that's gross if that thing's not getting washed.
I'm just saying. Most weens, I believe.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Have dry pee-pee on them when girls put their
ew,
mouth on them.
Ew.
Freaks.
Fucking freak.
That is freaky fucking behavior. You guys are so weird. You're not safe here. You're not welcome here on this podcast. You cannot listen anymore. Your stinky ween.
You got anything else? Well, on that.
Wait, try it.
Horrible.
Try it. Just go hard.
I don't want to. I'm like.
Just send it.
No, I'm not going to.
What do you want to say to the wieners?
I don't want. I want to stop talking about them is what I want to say. I'm going to say you are irrelevant. I don't care what you do. I don't care if it's clean or not because it's not coming near me. And I just feel bad for anyone who likes them. So maybe out of courtesy to them, wipe up.
Hey, you know what? Gentlemen,
you never want to stop.
Gentlemen, I'm speaking to you if a straight man has wandered onto this campus. And what I would like to say.
Why is it only the straight men? Because the gay men are wiping.
I would imagine.
They're clean.
Please clean your weens.
It's got to be these cis straight men that are letting little dried pee pee on there.
Clean your ween. Clean your ween. You know who doesn't clean
we
their wing?
We have to go.
You know who doesn't clean
Benny
their
Blanco?
Wing?
What? I don't know. I thought that's
he
what
does look like. He
I thought that's what you were going to say. I can't get in that. I'm going to be rude. I can't.
No, what are those people called?
Incels.
Incels. Dude, if you don't clean your wiener after you go pee, you're an incel.
To all the incels definitely listening to this podcast for the full 1 hour we've been here.
Yeah.
Clean your ween.
Hashtag clean your ween. Thank you guys so much for caring.
Thanks
about.
For staying up. Don't forget to clean your ween. We love y'all and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Love you guys. Hashtag
clean your
ween.
Clean
your, clean your fucking ween already.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.